Yeah, and a blanket. Did you set an alarm? Yeah, I have mine too. You're getting up at 6, right? Yeah, well, I mean, an 8-hour drive's not too bad, but we should probably leave early for to beat the weekend traffic. I got you extra paintballing protective gear. I already packed it in the trunk. Well, yeah, I mean, if this is gonna be another one of your paintballing weekends, then... Well, I don't know, because I don't usually go with you, and every time you come back home, you're covered in bruises and scratches and... You have scars from those scratches, and I know you say you're fine, but I worry. Yeah, I have the receipts. It's okay. If your brothers have extra gear, I can return them later. Now I'm excited to go with you this time. I don't think I've been... Well, yeah, I haven't been back to my hometown since we moved. And you said your family moved, like, a couple years ago there, so... I get to show you around where I grew up. Oh, I wonder if my house is still there. Or like the house I grew up in. We used to have a swing set in the backyard that was like right on the edge of the forest, and we used to get, like, tons of deer. I'd just eat everything. My mom was upset because her flowers would get ruined. My dad would have all his vegetables eaten up that he tried to grow. Yeah, we were right next to the forest, or like the park leading up to the forest. There were paths and stuff to hike. It was really nice. Yeah, I'd have to look at a map, but I think we were on the south side of that park. Why? Yeah, I know that house. Oh, your family bought that house? That's a huge property. Yeah, with direct access to the forest, too. You know there are wolves there? Yeah, we were told to keep our cats indoors, and small pets and animals indoors. Yeah, I think my classmates would get their chickens stolen by the wolves. We never had chickens, though. That'll be good to visit. Yeah, and meet up with everyone on your side of the family. I still don't think I've met everyone yet. You have a really big family. Yeah. And then we get to share the news with them that they're all gonna be new uncles and aunts and grandparents. It's gonna be the first grandchild for your parents, right? Oh. Well, I mean, you can still go paintballing. I can't because of baby, but. Is this weekend just a family reunion then? No paintballing? Wait. There's never been paintballing? So then. What do you guys do? I mean, that's. I remember those trails. They weren't too crazy. The elevation wasn't that bad, but like, what do you do? Roll around in the rocks to get that many bruises? Yeah, I've heard of werewolves. I think my sister's best friend was. One is one. I don't think they're still friends anymore. Wait, are you saying that you're a werewolf? And you didn't tell me? What? It is your whole family? Well, yeah, I mean, I guess that would explain the wolves in the area, but why didn't you tell me? We're married and we're expecting a child together, and now you tell me? Baby. Nothing to be ashamed of. I just don't. Why did you think I wasn't gonna be okay with it? No, I would never. Love you. No matter what you are. I love you. Well, yeah, I know there are prejudices, but did I listen to any of that when I married you? No. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know my family might be a different matter. But I mean, like, like I said, my sister's friends with someone who's also a werewolf, and they've been friends since they're young, and our family got to know their family, and I think once we moved, we lost touch, or they lost touch, and you're really a werewolf? Well, no, it's just like so much. So much makes sense now. Why didn't you tell me? yeah. Can you show me your ears? I promise not to laugh. Well, no, it's just like I don't know anyone else, because there's not many of you. It's just me. Can I please see your ears? I'm not gonna laugh, I promise. Oh, your ears are cute. Can I touch them? Oh. I don't care one's floppy. It's cute. Okay, yeah. What else do you hide? Yeah, those are claws. And you know, I thought your eyes were pretty before, but does that mean our baby will also be a werewolf? Yeah, I mean... Yeah, because we found out that we were pregnant. So it hasn't been a full month yet? So, in order to make sure baby is safe, I have to turn to. No, I don't. How can you? This is our baby. Yes, I will do it. There's. Baby. It's just a lot to take in right now, and I don't regret meeting you. I don't regret dating you or marrying you or having a baby with you. I will happily turn for you and for her baby. I love you. If it means that that baby will be safe, of course. I have a couple questions. Baby, I'm not gonna back out. So your mom was pregnant with your sister, and then she found out too. I will have to talk with your mother more. Did she know before? So, you're saying it's family tradition to tell the mother of your child that you're a werewolf after we've conceived? Well, no, I get tradition, I do. No, I understand. I'm not hesitating because am I? Well, I'm taking it well because it's you. And I know that you're still you. I mean, like I said, a lot makes sense now. Or, now that you mentioned paintballing was every full moon. And the week leading up to the full moon, yes, you would get a bit more forward. So, for this visit, then, I mean, like, is it gonna be like a ceremony or? Because I've heard things, but how does one get turned? Is that the right term? No one else is gonna be there, right? Oh, okay. Okay, good. As long as it's just the two of us when that happens. Yeah, I can do that. As long as we bring supplies beforehand, like, 'cause if we're gonna be outside, then what happens to your clothes? Like, we'll have to. Okay. You guys have a system. So once the full moon rises, then. And then you'll. Yeah. And that's not gonna hurt the baby. Yeah, I understand. Sooner rather than later, yeah. I'm okay. I think it's all just sinking in now. No, not just you being a werewolf, but the fact that we're having a baby together. That we're going to be parents, and parents that are werewolves, and there's just so much I have to learn, and our werewolf pregnancy is the same amount of time. Like, are we going to have pups? What's the proper term? What? What are you doing? Your ears are really cute. Are you listening to a heartbeat? Oh, well, I don't know if you can, because we're so early. I mean, it's only been a few weeks. Superhuman hearing. I don't think. Oh, okay, yeah, I. Is that why you wouldn't let me wear perfume? Since the smell. You know, your ears remind me of a wolf that I saw growing up. Yeah, you even have the same floppy ear side as Mr. Fluffles. Mr. Fluffles, that's what I called him. He was just a puppy when I met him. Or like a very young wolf. He was very fluffy. What? You're Mr. Fluffles? Wait, what? You remember me? I always carried around that bunny. And I left it by Mr. Fluffles' favorite tree when we moved. That was you. What? You're my Mr. Fluffles? Is that why when we first met, you couldn't leave me alone? Yeah, we met at that Halloween party, and yeah, I guess you had your ears out, but I thought it was a costume. That's crazy. Just, you found me. And now we're married. We're having a kid together. Wait, what do you mean? I'm not moving. You know, your ear is really cold against my stomach. Okay, here's my wrist. You can know which heartbeat's mine. What do you mean? Baby, what do you mean? If there's more than one heartbeat, baby, are we having twins? You know what this means, right? Well, yeah, because they're gonna be girls if they're twins. Because twin girls run in my family. Wait for us to be parents. You're gonna be such a good dad. Yeah. For telling me finally that you're a werewolf.